Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Lab Trap. CAU. If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit a client of Tracing University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit a client of Tracing University.
Klein Attraction University, $250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. Want more clients, profit, freedom, and impact? Go to paidadplaybook.com.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit up Klein Attraction University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Klein Attraction University.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's P-A-I-D, ad, playbook.com.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Dr. Marquard Russell, the King of Klein Attraction, and welcome to this brand new episode of the School of Klein Attraction. Now, one of my biggest goals when I started my business was to retire my spouse. We weren't married at the time, but that's one of my biggest goals because she was covering everything. Maybe you heard my story before. I'm not going to go into it right here. Today's episode is very, very special because we're not talking about me and how I retired my spouse, but we're talking about how Rodney, who's a world-class fitness trainer, he was able to retire his spouse and do it while he was actually working a whole lot less and be able to spend more time with this family. So we're going to dive into this episode right now. He's going to pull back the curtain and share how he was able to do this. And specifically, our president of communications, Rochelle Shaw, she's going to be interviewing Rodney to pull all the nuggets out so you can actually take it and implement it into your business. So whether you want to retire your spouse or maybe you got some other big goals, but you can follow the same exact formula, do the same exact thing. So let's go ahead and get into the episode right now, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Rochelle Shaw, again. I am here with another one of our rock stars. You know, this is my absolutely favorite thing to do is have some folks brag on Marquel for a while, but really brag on CAU and what Client Attraction University truly does. You know, we joke all the time about we don't let people come in. We are the Harvard of online academies because you can't just come in because you have money. We want to make sure that we can help you, number one. And number two, that you're doing amazing things. And my dude, Rodney, over there is doing amazing things, killing the game. And we want to share some tea with you, share with you how he did it, what he did, and some other secrets that I think I'm going to get him to talk to you about. So welcome, everybody, Rodney Lennon. Yay! Here we go. Rodney, what's happening? Introduce yourself to the crew.
My name is Rodney Lennon, located south side of Atlanta, McDonough, Georgia. I like to tell people Atlanta just so they can have a general idea, but I stay in McDonough, Georgia. I'm an online fitness coach, and I specialize in coaching fathers, career-focused fathers, how to lose 40 pounds plus, 40 to 100 pounds or more, actually, without sacrificing family time or going on starvation diets in the process.
Got it. So are you going to make them work out for 2 hours at a time every day?
If that's what we got to do to get that 40 or 100 pounds off of them, you know, but they'll get it off, but it'll be time efficient as well. It'll fit right
there. There we go. Yep. There we go. Because, you know, those fathers are important, right? And their kids want to see them.
Yes. Yes.
So what made you target those fathers? Like what was it that was, okay, this is the niche that I want to hang out in?
I knew as a coach, first of all, I knew I wanted to be a fitness coach, something I always wanted to do since I was 18. I got a long backstory, gained 130 pounds, fresh out of high school, got out of shape. And I always knew I was going to get back in shape, but I didn't know who I was going to be working with. You know, if you would have asked me at 18 who I thought I would have been training and coaching, I probably would have said world-class athletes. But things changed. My life changed. Me being 330 pounds, it took for me to lose the weight. It took for me to find out I had a child on the way and I was going to be a father. And that's what really got the fire lit back under my butt, I should say, to get back in shape. And, you know, everything I learned on the journey of going from 330 pounds down to 200 pounds, I kind of realized that the people that can benefit from my skills and expertise the most are fathers, because I was the only one in my household working. We had a newborn baby. I didn't want my wife to work. I wanted her to stay at home and spend time with our newborn baby. So planning was a big thing for me. You know, I was working 12 to 17 hours a day, on a stand-up forklift here in the McDonough, Georgia area. Still was going to the gym, you know, still was, you know, spending time with the family. So my schedule, literally every second was accounted for. So that's why I coach my guys on, you can do it, you know, regardless of your life. You know, it may be a few sacrifices you have to make here and there as far as, you know, your leisure time, partying and hanging out and going to the tailgates and stuff like that. But for the most part, as long as your household is afloat, you know, financially, you seeing your family, whether it be your wife or daughter or sons or whatever, that's all that really matters. You getting your exercise in, getting your proper nutrition in, having that work-life balance at home in your household, everything else can wait until you lose that weight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it's so important, right, to living. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If that's what you want to do, then we've got to make it happen. So what were you, you know, so you decide that, yeah, this is my life's journey. This is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And so what made you do it online? Was this pre-COVID? Were you already online, or did COVID kind of force you into this space?
I made a deal with one of my fitness mentors. I said, listen, I want to learn how to do the whole online coaching just like you. He says, well, if you want to learn what I know, I want you to lose some weight first. I want you to get down to at least 220 before I start teaching how to take clients online. So I got down to 220, and that's when we started. He started teaching me how to take clients in person first. He wanted me to, this was November 2019. The goal was, hey, start getting your flyers and your business cards and learn how to get people face to face. And that was going to be my promotions for online clients. Started getting some clients November 2019, and then January-ish, February-ish, March 2020, COVID hit us in the face, shut everything down. And then it was like, okay, you ain't got no choice. You got a family to feed. We don't want you going back to that warehouse job. So I'm going to teach you how to do everything online. So my mentor got with me, taught me how to, you know, get clients and promote myself and stuff like that. But I was still doing the low ticket thing, and I was running myself into the ground. I was burning myself out. I was doing a meal plan for $100, complete workout program, you know, your fitness regimen, your cardio regimen, you know, how to eat correctly. That was $200. And my best month was January 2021. Before I got into CAU, my best month with my online coaching business, sitting at my dining room table in my home, was $18,000. But I had to take on 45 online clients that one month. Yeah, it was a lot. Yep.
So, I mean, you know, I think there's other people who say, oh my gosh, you know, 18,000, what's so wrong with that? So explain what's so wrong with that. I know what's wrong with that.
Yes. You
know, but sometimes I think on the outside looking in, they don't know it until they're in it and they go, oh my gosh. But share with us, like, what's so bad about having 45 clients?
Okay. So 45 clients, I was doing, number one, I was doing one-off programs, meaning it was they understood, hey, once I send you this program, you know, you don't have to communicate with me. I don't have to communicate with you. This is a guideline to basically get you from point A to point B, or to at least get your fitness journey started. So most of the people I wrote programs for, I never heard back from them, whether they had success or not. Right. That was a big no-no. Then I had my 12-week coaching clients. I was only charging $300 for my 12-week coaching program. Don't do that. You laughing just like Mark did on my enrollment call. I was charging $300 for my 12-week coaching program, $200 for an 8-week workout program. That was the complete plan. And $150 for just a one-time nutrition plan. So that breakdown, I'm not sure what the exact breakdown was, but that all three of those programs equated to that $18,000. So however you want to cut it, it all totaled up to 18 grand in the month, 45 people. So I'm not sure what the exact breakdown is. I don't want to even look back at that.
No, because it truly is miserable. I used to joke all the time about, you know, nobody wants to build a business that that you have no time. Yes, you have money, but you have no time. I said, now don't get me wrong. You know, it sucks to have a whole lot of time and no money too, right? So it's, you really kind of want that what's in the middle, that secret spot, and finding those really great clients that want to invest and really make a change. And so when you started, once you came into CAU and you knew that you wanted to do the high ticket, right? What was the first thing that you noticed about those clients? Were they different from your $100 clients?
I'll back up a little bit before I even started with CAU. I was in the process of moving when I first became aware of CAU. I took the virtual boot camp April when I was getting ready to close on my home because we moved in May 1st. Literally, I was sitting in my living room. It was all boxes around me as I was on the computer taking the boot camp. And that's when, you know, all the gems Marquel was dropping. I'm like, man, you know, especially talking about your ideal client. Who are they? Do you like them? Can they afford you? And I'm like, whoa, this is why I'm working from 4 a.m. till midnight.
Right. Because it's not about discipline, right? Yeah. You already figured that piece out. And I think most entrepreneurs get into that thing where they think that, oh, I just need to be consistent. I just need to do more. And that's not it. You know, businesses fail and they always want to say, so many businesses fail because they're not making money. That's not it. Many fail, not because they're not making money. It's because what they have to do to make the money is not worth it. Right. That's a totally different experience. So when he started to say, hey, you know, even do you like these people? Like, are these people that you even want to work with? Right. Yeah. It's like, who wants to just take money from folks and I don't like you? That's no fun. Like, is that the life you want to lead?
No, it wasn't fun at all. Because then it made me realize when I took the virtual boot camp in April, as we were getting ready to move, I was thinking nonstop, like losing sleep at night, thinking about this stuff. Like I was taking anybody to get a book, anybody to get a transformation from them. 18-year-old guys, 18-year-old women in their mid-20s, older women in their 50s and 60s, older guys in their 50s and 60s. Anybody that came to me overweight, 20 to 40 pounds, I was taking them, hoping they would get a transformation, hoping they would learn and I get a testimonial. But it wasn't until I really took the boot camp in April, as we were moving, I kept thinking, how can I niche down? Who can be my ideal client? And I thought about it, you know, it's the guys that have to work. They have to get up, deal with their family, you know, get the kids ready for school, go to work, work in their career, come home, be a dad, and they forget about themselves in the process. So I said, you know what? These are the guys I can directly relate to.
Oh, he's so busy, right? But that makes sense. That makes sense. So I think, you know, finding like who your who is, I always call it who your who is, right? And knowing who your who is such an important piece of building that $1 million business. But also once you understand who your who is, they're easier to find. They're easier to talk to. And you always want to repel a piece, right? Whether it be the 18-year-old guy who's just like, yeah, I'm just trying to get cut up, you know, and is he really an elite athlete? I'm like, you know, in my experience, and I went to high school with Reg Miller and two of my exes played perfect. You know, it's just, I used to have an addiction to athletes. I am cured. I'm cured, so I don't have it anymore. But like they don't need to be told what to do. So I always laugh when I hear people going, yeah, I'm going to the league. You're not going to the league. I always ask, well, what time did you wake up this morning? Oh, 6:30, you're not going to the league. Because those that are going to the league, yeah, they've been up since 4. They already, their workout is done. Right. They're going on to do, you know, something else. So that's not the person. So I love that you found like who your who was and then could charge what you wanted to. Yeah. What was that journey like to make that step up?
I had to weed out a lot of people because it was a lot of people that had previously reached out to me. They were kind of reaching back out like, hey, I'm ready now. I'm like, well, I made some changes. It's not going to be a good fit. You're a young lady. You're a younger guy. And I found out my ideal client that I need to target day in and day out, I need to keep pushing on those heartstrings, are gentlemen that are between the age of 28 and 48. They're 40 to 100 pounds overweight. They have a real career. Like they don't work at like Waffle House and they work 20 hours a week. These guys work like 50, 60, 70 hours a week. You know, they're 9 times out of 10, the breadwinner. And they just forgot about themselves. A lot of them are former athletes that, you know, they went to college, they got the degree, they were in shape. But then as soon as they, you know, got out of school and got into their career, they got married, they had children, they just forgot about themselves. And they're kind of just looking back at those old pictures of themselves like, man, those were the good old days.
Yeah. Still telling them stories, right?
Yeah. Telling old stories. Yeah. Yeah. So when they come across me on social media, they see my transformation. They see my clients' transformations, and it reminds them like, hey, you know, I don't have to give up on my fitness goals. I don't have to give up on my health. I don't have to watch my health go down the drain.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to do that. So, all right. So now you spend some time, you've got your ideal person. You are now charging a little bit more. Yes. And so what's your highest month been now?
My highest month with CAU has been 17,000.
Got it.
But that
and
was
with how many clients?
It's been great. I believe that was 10.
Got it.
10 clients at 3,000. I've had a few deposits. So that's why I came down to about 17,000. So, yep.
Right. But they do it. Awesome. Awesome. How many hours are you working? Are you still working 4 a.m. to midnight? What does your work-life balance look like now?
I get up around about 6:30. 6:30. The latest I can afford to get up is 6:30 because my son got to be at school at 8:30.
There you go.
But once I take my son to school, it's gym time. I'm in the gym recording content. And I usually call it a wrap around about 8:30.
Got it.
And, you know, I have time to go jump into bed, watch a movie with my wife and my son. Wednesday nights, we do our group coaching call at 8:30 p.m. But other than that, I'm in the bed. You know, I might be on my computer browsing or putting more content out on social media. But other than that, I'm not actually working, putting together nutrition plans, compiling workout programs, communicating with clients. All that's a thing of the past.
Yeah, I love that. So what does your wife say now?
She said she don't got much to say because I retired her in July.
Oh.
Yeah. She, I told her, you know, by your 30th birthday, you would never have to work a job again. So, yep, that was my next reason, my biggest motivation to take it a step further and join the Seven Figure Society, because I'm going to keep that promise by any means.
Heck yeah. Well, so with that, what do you say is your favorite part of the growth program now that you've graduated, right? Now that you can look back at it, what was your favorite part of the growth program?
You mean transitioning from just hustling every day, joining CAU?
Into coming into CAU and then learning the different pillars, right? From each piece to, okay, here's your online marketing machine. Okay, now here is your, how you should handle your sales calls or your discovery calls, right? So what was your favorite piece of it?
That once you learn how to properly communicate with a prospect, you don't have to really sell yourself. You know, you're basically letting them know you listen to their issue and you're basically telling them how you can help them. And, you know, the ball's in their court after that. You don't have to do all the hard selling and, you know, going. I used to go live twice a day, 2 to 3 times a day on social media. I don't have to do that anymore because they go on my page. They go on my landing page. They watch my free content. They consume that. And then I'm in their head all day, you know. And after that, either they book a call right then and there or they think about it for a little bit. And then they come back and double back and they book a call. And I just, it's less work. That's the bottom line for me. It's less work, more money for my family. And I get to help serious people only. You know, I don't have guys, you know, wasting time anymore, you know?
No, it's 100. That's so exciting. So absolutely exciting. So I always ask everybody before they go away, you know, any special message for Marquell and the team or Andre or any folks at CAU?
Keep doing what y'all doing, guys. I wish at 18, Client Attraction University was in our high school for career day. Mm. That's how powerful CAU is. It should have been in the high school. Like in my high school, it would be in the library or an auditorium. CAU needs to be at high schools to give these young kids an opportunity to learn about building and starting their business right out of the gate. Don't even give them a chance to go to the real universities. Give them a chance to go straight to CAU, fresh out of high school, 18. Y'all need to get a hold of these young kids while they don't know anything, you know, before the student loan debt and all that good stuff. Give them a scholarship to CAU and the world will be a completely better place.
Oh, well, we love hearing that. We think so too. But, you know, it's always nice to hear somebody else say it. With that being said, where do they find you, Rodney? What if your ideal guy, former athlete, he's now 42 years old, working in a job, you know, 50 hours a week and has that pot belly and he wants to get rid of it. How does he find you?
He can visit rlenfitness.com, rlenfitness.com, or follow me on Instagram at rlenfit. R-L-E-N-F-I-T.
Look at that. You can always find them. And hey, if you want a success story like Rodney, if you want to retire your spouse, if you want to stop working with 45 clients a month and work with 4, 10, 11, and really build your own $1 million business. We'd love to have you here.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple, they're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.